They just want to know, Bruce Van Dyke, what's in my little container here?
It's a flask?
Well, it's not quite a flask. It's a jar.
It's not a jar.
Isn't it a jar of some sort?
No. A jar has a round lid that's equal size, kind of like a ball jar or whatever.
What's it say on here? It says organic pure maple syrup, and I have doubters.
That's the traditional kind of little maple syrup bottle that has the little handle. It's the kind that if you're done with it, I don't really want to recycle this and throw it away. Maybe I'll wash it off, take off the label. Sometimes there's little etchings or something in it.
It has been suggested there's whiskey in there. I haven't had any.
It does have the same color to it. And whatever people want to assume, right?
You did
have it in a bag beforehand.
Well, that's true.
I will say you did have it in a clear bag, not in a brown paper bag. Where are we at? We're at Michelle's Cafe.
Yeah.
Where you can try your biscuit with sausage and gravy this morning. That's breakfast number three. Number two is oatmeal with blueberries. Number one is the French toast, eggs, and bacon. That's kind of like your all-star.
Yeah. Melissa Linebrink is with us from the Chronicle-Telegram. Melissa, you look at that board. What would you go with, one, two, or three?
I would go with probably number three because I love biscuits and gravy, but then I would need a big nap afterward.
Don't you think they just make gravy to keep the food warm, the other part of it? They have the heated gravy, and it goes on stuff. You know, the same like, you know, the turkey and gravy, you have the gravy part because it's hotter and it goes on top of it.
I don't know, but I just like biscuits and gravy. But like I said, I would need to take like a two-hour nap, and I don't have time for that today. So.
Well, you're like a mom, right? That's one of your monikers.
We just don't sleep.
Now, you've got a column that you do, but as she said to me, it's Tuesday, but I'm not in it. It's the other lady.
It's Reenie today,
I wanted to know kind of what that meant.
Yeah, no, we just take turns. Reenie has today's, and then she's kind of funny because she was complaining about how this past October used to be her favorite month, and now this past October, it was so hot and for much of the time, and she just wanted to wear her sweaters and her boots and walk in the fall leaves, and kind of looks like we're doing that in November instead.
You were here, I assume, Sunday evening when the storm went through?
Oh, yes.
Because you live nearby?
Mm-hmm, yep, we live toward the metro parks. And actually at that time, we were told by our son, who was at the high school, that practice had ended for basketball. So I said, okay, we're going to come and get you. That's fine. And so we're driving, and then he says, don't come. We're in, like, the locker room. We're not allowed to leave. And I said, okay, but our twins were at the Grafton Bowling Alley for a birthday party. So I said, well, we're going to go get them instead. And we had no idea how bad it was outside. We were driving through it, basically. And we saw the tree fall down in town, and the town was black. You couldn't even – it looked like there was no community here. And then we drove north on 301, and we saw the power lines down. And so I called 911 in the dispatch center. You could just hear all the calls coming in. So it was pretty crazy out here. But we finally got our kids all home and safe. And we never lost power, thank goodness. But our friends did. So they came over and we kind of had a game night and just kind of did what we could.
What games did you choose to?
I know. Well, the kids are playing the Wii in the basement. That's like our go-to. The Wii. Oh. That's a family game, like the bowling and the baseball.
I understand. I thought for a moment I was like Ouija, and you know, I'm thinking a Ouija board in the dark, and it's snowing, and it's raining out there, getting the spirits of Halloween coming back.
No, but. and then we played cards, and we had pizza, and we just kind of hung out, and then we just hoped for the best. Right. And luckily our kids, Keystone didn't have school yesterday, so that was a blessing in disguise because their teachers were at a conference at LCC, so we got an extra day to kind of clean up the yard.
So you had some family time then, it turned out, because of that.
Yes.
Is this a good thing?
I was going to say, is this more fodder for a future column of certain things?
Well, I think we've read the columns already, probably more to come.
You know what it is? You know, I have a 14-year-old. He'll be 15. And all he wants to do, you know, all he keeps talking about now is he wants his driver's license. And I'm like, well, no, not quite yet, because now I'm still in charge of when he can go places. I will still be in charge when he gets the license, but that's like a ticket to, like, think he can go everywhere. And then the twins are 9, so it's just a really big time gap age-wise to try to find something to do that everybody enjoys, but we make it work somehow.
Well, you also, speaking of your work, you cover LaGrange, Grafton area as well. What are some of the things that are recently in your reports or things that you've come up with?
Well, like we were just talking about, they're revamping the McDonald's behind us, so that's hopefully going to be new and improved. Which is, it's kind of sad though too at the moment, because that was like our main go-to, you know, when I don't want to cook a meal, you know, just go through McDonald's, and now I feel like I have to cook at home. And then the Friends of the Library, they're having their book sale, and that's in November, the 17th to the 19th. And then right now the Lions Club, they're starting their holiday cheer drive, where they're taking donations, and they make about 90 boxes, and they usually give these boxes to families in the Keystone School District who need a little help during the holiday season, and they give them a ham and onions and potatoes and oranges and some personal hygiene items just to kind of make their holiday season a little bit better out here in LaGrange. So,
when you're getting these stories, and some of them sort of are on a rotating basis, in other words, you know, it's this time of the year, that's what's going on. And if you go through enough of a cycle, you start thinking to yourself, what else is there to, you know, below just sort of the announcement? Where do you come up with some of those stories and find some of that stuff?
Yeah, you're very right. Yeah, especially during the holiday season and even in the winter time, we start to get the same stories over and over. It's good to talk to different people. You know, I'll say to them, you know, is there somebody else I could talk to that I haven't talked to in a while? They provide a different perspective, you know, just basically think about it from a different point of view. With the holiday cheer boxes, though, you know, that's something that, you know, it's, even though, you know, sometimes they think that the economy is getting better, you know, that doesn't mean it's getting better for everybody. You know, there's still a number of people in this area who still need help. So,
well, every event leads to some personal story that you can kind of find out from.
Yes, too. Yes, yes. I'm trying to think of one now. I feel like I'm being put on the spot.
Well, that's okay. I could.
Let me ask you something then. A couple of weeks ago, I was at the 4-H banquet at the fairgrounds, and I interviewed a 4-H advisor, and I asked when we were done, where are you from? And she said, LaGrange, or as I call it, L.A. Grange. It's an attitude. Have you heard of such a thing, or was that just her?
That must have just been her, because I've never heard of that.
Okay. I didn't know if that's like a subculture here or what.
Well, no.
I don't know. That's kind of an interesting thing, too.
But, yeah, people do say, oh, you're from, like, Keystone. Or, like, I don't know. Why it's Keystone? I don't know. But it's where we're living now. So it's funny, though, because, you know, when you say, like, Avon or Avon Lake, you don't associate them with their, like, the school district out here. You know, like, we live in LaGrange, and the school district is Keystone, which I guess Grafton is Midview. So I don't, where did that come up with?
Right.
There's a good question.
Well, there used to be a Grafton school. We went through that at one point, right, for a number of years. And, of course, they just had their bicentennials.
Yes, they did.
We should have paid more attention to some of that. But, yeah, then they come up with certain school districts. Sometimes it's the school is not the name from the community, so it takes on its own.
So that was just kind of interesting how that happens. Yeah.
Did we miss a bicentennial here?
I'm not sure. That would be a good question for the mayor.
Yeah, he's next.
I know.
But so Melissa's a little out of sorts. Maybe, perhaps, her parents are back in town, apparently. They've moved back to Lorain County.
Yes, they did. They moved from Lorain to Bowling Green in, like, 1974, and then they moved to Defiance, Ohio, because my dad got a teaching job there. They moved to Defiance in 1979, and they lived there until 2017 in May. So they were gone for quite a long time. I feel like they're following me around sometimes.
Well, maybe they like to read your columns or see what's happening and think we should come back to see what happens.
Yes, my mother likes to read my columns, and then she critiques them for me. But that's okay, because I used to do that when she was a school secretary. She would send me the school newsletters,
right,
and then I would critique them. So I feel like it's payback.
Is she getting a red pen and taking the sentence punctuation?
Well, that's what I used to do before. Now she texts messages me, Melissa.
Has she worked her way in any of your columns?
Not so much. I talk about my dad mostly. I don't know why. Like right now he's listening and he's painting their house. And last year at this time he was painting my house. So he's like a painter by trade.
This would be interiors painting, I hope?
Yes, he's painting their kitchen.
All right. What color did he choose?
I don't know. That'd be a question for my mom. It's probably taken her a number of months to figure out that. Her deadline was to get it done by Thanksgiving. They have to do it because they're all hosting the whole family there.
Oh, so that's one less responsibility for you this year.
I'm so excited because I'm not a good cook anyway, so I'll just bring like salad and bread and my family.
Are there times when you're scratching your head for content for a column, or do you
Oh, yes. That happened a few weeks ago. I was texting my mom. See, I do ask her for her advice, and she kept giving me these ideas, and nothing finally clicked, and then finally she had like a tiny idea, and then I spun off of it. I don't remember what it was, but last week's was pretty, I liked last week's column. It was about how even though, you know, you become a parent, well, I became a first-time parent when I was 25, you know, and now I'm going to be 40, but, you know, I'm still... It's like you never stop being a parent. Like my parents still tell me, you know, go put a hat on or something or put a sweater on, and they never stop. But I don't think you're supposed to. I think once you're a parent, you know, you're a parent. So
yeah. That's why I left the house sometimes without the hat or the glove. You know, you get older.
True.
You need that little reflection in your head to think, what is somebody going to tell me to do? Because I certainly won't remember to.
And my dad was right. He's like, you better put a hat on. It was Halloween night. And I went outside, and I didn't put a hat on, and I went back in the house like 2 minutes later and said, I need a hat. He said, I told you so.
Very good. Well, you can read Melissa Mommy Wars. It's on Tuesdays, mm-hmm. Tuesdays in the Chronicle Telegram, as well as following her column for LaGrange Grafton area. When does that appear?
Every Friday in the Chronicle. The Yorktown, LaGrange, Grafton, and Columbia Station is featured. So every Friday I have something in the paper.
All right, Melissa, appreciate your time coming in this morning.
All right, thank you.
Melissa Leinbrink with the Chronicle Telegram joining us this morning. As we continue our spotlight on LaGrange, and we're going to wrap up the show. It's like we've had the opening acts. Now we have the main event, the mayor of Grafton joining us coming up next here on AM 930 WEOL.